Aircheckdownloads.com. Fresh beats and throwbacks. This is the Northwest's Juice Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're on a Juice Breakfast with George and Brad. There's no Daz. We've been left to our own devices.
Bye, Daz.
How do we feel? What if I press the wrong button? What if you mess something up?
It's all right. No one tells off now.
All I know is the Juice boss is listening this morning, so we need to be very careful what we do and say. You're on with George and Brad. If you want us on the WhatsApp, the number is
077-00-144-103.
Yes, and let's kickstart with Blair Mer. This is Disturbia on Juice. Mr. Belt and Wessel, it's not right on Juice Breakfast for your Friday morning. We're on Across the Northwest with George and Brad.
Hello.
Yes, no Daz this morning. We've kept things going so far. We've not messed up just yet. We're still on the air. We're not... Yeah, we actually don't know that, you know, George.
What?
We don't know if we're actually on air.
Oh, don't know if we're on air.
I could have pressed something and we're not actually on.
Oh, no. What?
Let us know on the WhatsApp.
What the people of the Northwest going to do without the George and Brad Breakfast Show?
We could just be talking to ourselves and nobody could be listening. 077-00-144-103. Let us know. Anyway, we're just discussing about misused emojis. Anyway, my cousin messaged me a few weeks ago and she said to me, looking forward to having you over for dinner, followed by the eggplant emoji, which... Yeah, you don't usually put that after that sort of message. Everyone knows what the eggplant emoji is, unless you're in your 70s. We may have some 70-year-old listeners.
Yeah, maybe we do.
You never know. And my grandma said, enjoying a bowl of fruit followed by the peach emoji. Mm. And anyway, the WhatsApp has been going crazy, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So Jason Bamberbridge says, my mum messaged me saying, just had a great gym workout followed by the beer cheers emoji.
Oh, so... That's the one where you're cheersing to like pints of beer in it.
Yeah.
So his mum clearly like means two waters
after
the gym, not two pints.
Charlotte in Hutton says, my gran messaged and put, just baked a lovely brownie followed by the poo emoji.
That's fine. But a lot of poo on this show recently.
And Ethan in Manchester says, my girlfriend messaged me saying she was excited for Blackpool Pleasure Beach and then put the devil horns emoji. We all know what that means.
Yeah, that means
you're getting a little bit of... Cozy on the Valhalla, are you?
Cozy on the Valhalla.
Darkness.
Oh, keep them coming. 077-00-144-103. Let's continue. This is Jax Jones, M&EK. Where did you go on Juice Breakfast? Everything but a girl missing. Todd Terry remix on Juice Breakfast with George and Brad. If you want us on the WhatsApp, the number is 077-00-144-103.
And if you're looking for some plans, don't worry, we've got you covered. Here's Freya with the What's On Guide.
The Guide, your rundown to the hot events across the Northwest.
First up, and it's summertime, so you know what that means.
Throwback, sweet female attitude, and Flowers actually saw them at Preston Live last year. Yeah, yes, they came to Preston.
Wow.
That was fun.
That's good that we have stuff like that in Preston, isn't it?
You know, I actually hosted it last year.
You did?
I hosted it,
Oh, God, but we're terrible.
I'm really sad now. Really sad. My microphone kept cutting out, though.
When
I was talking, and it was a bit of an
Probably nightmare. Sounded better.
It was a good turnout, though. However... It was absolutely lashing it down.
It's always rubbish when people put events on and then obviously the British weather just doesn't hit right.
But you know what people in the Northwest are like? Do we care about rain? We're not used to it. We do like the sun, but we're used to it.
It don't bother me.
No. Anyway, get on the show this morning. 077-00-144-103. That is our WhatsApp. You're on Juice Breakfast for your Friday morning with Daz. No, not Daz. With George and Brad. Let's continue. This is Maloko and Sing It Back on Juice.
First play.
This week's first play had lots of compliments about this on our WhatsApp. This is brand new Pitbull to the Moon on Juice Breakfast.
Part of me wants to leave, take me to the coast.
Mr. Worldwide.
Part of me wants to drink.
Chris Brown forever on Juice Breakfast. We're on Across the Northwest with George and Brad. No Daz this morning. Daz hasn't been here all week.
Daz, bye.
We don't know where Daz is, but he will be back next week. Is it Thripple?
Skiving.
I know he's skiving. I bet he's sat there listening to the app as well. I bet he's judging us.
I bet he's got a load of notes and he's going to come back with them all.
He's going to come back saying, right, don't do this, don't do that. This needs to be better.
Brad's changing that.
Anyway, George, just for a second, I want to talk about something that I'm wearing now.
Oh, okay.
Is it
Mairead's knickers?
It's not Mairead's knickers, no. For context, Mairead's my girlfriend.
Is it Mairead's bra?
It's not Mairead's bra, no.
Okay. Mairead's dress?
No, it's not Mairead. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Okay.
So I feel like an old man, George.
You feel... Why?
I'm wearing a hernia belt.
Look, can you see this? Look. It's a hernia belt. You see
it? Oh, put that away.
I know, so I had surgery last year.
Put that away.
And it's come back again, so I've got to put this belt on to keep it in. And I feel like a granddad. I don't like it.
Guys, Brad just took his top off in the studio.
No, but
it's
like...
It's not pretty. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yesterday, I met up with a load of lads who I used to work with. And there was a new person there I've not met before.
Right.
And I just happened to show him my hernia belt and lifted
my
top.
You got your top out there as well?
I did, yeah.
For God's sake, stop it.
And I actually asked him to try it on as well to see what he thought.
You tried your belt on?
Yeah. Do you want to put it on?
No.
Should I get it off?
No, I really don't.
Are you sure?
No.
You can honestly put it on and see what it feels like.
No, honestly, I'm fine. Are you all right, though?
Is it weird?
Are you like that guy that sneezed and coughed and his insides fell out?
Don't say that.
Is that what happened with you? Did you sneeze and cough and then your stomach sort of like started popping out? Is that what happened?
Because it's a hernia. When I cough a little bit, it does pop out.
Oh, stop it.
I've got to be careful, so please don't do
stop
that.
Stop it. What happens when you do a little trumpy?
It pops out.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't pop out, right?
That's a party trick. Hey, guys, watch this. Hold on. I'll just trump and then my stomach pops out.
This is very weird for you Thursday morning, and it's chaos. Let's do Calvin Harris. This is what you came for on Juice Breakfast Morning.
Baby, this is what you came for. NewCheckDownloads.com.